Welcome to the Zillionaire Superstars podcast show with Angie Z. I'm a mindset coach, host of Zillionaire Superstars podcast show, and designer of Zillionaire Creations, entrepreneurial clothing line. I know the road to evolution starts with understanding the power of your mind. The problem isn't with what you're doing, it is how you're thinking. The Zillionaire Superstar podcast show shares with you the mindset tools and techniques used by successful entrepreneurs and business owners that created their level of success today, and shares how you can also do the same. Welcome to Zillionaire Superstars with Angie Z. I'm excited to have a special guest all the way from Canada this morning, John Vong, owner of Local SEO Search. John was an immigrant to Canada and grew up without most of the basics that children today enjoy. We're going to learn in this episode how John built his business from scratch and some of the mindset techniques he used to create success in his life. A massive welcome, John.
Thank you so much for having me, Angie. I'm excited to share some mindset tips and tricks on how I started the company.
Fantastic. Before we launch into that, let's help the audience get to know you a little bit better. So in your own words, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So 7 years ago, I started an agency, an ad agency, and in particular an SEO agency called Local SEO Search. And that's what we do. We focus on helping small, medium-sized business owners, typically family-run, bricks-and-mortar or service-based, in a local community, dominate their local niche. And that's what I've been doing for 7 years.
Awesome. I love that word, dominate. Very cool. Where do you live?
I'm in Toronto, Canada. So pretty much the epicenter of Canada here in Ontario. So it's the capital.
So how long have you lived there?
So I moved to Toronto after I finished my college education. So I studied business finance, and shortly after I started my working career in Toronto, where that's where all the jobs and opportunities were. And that was 17 plus years ago.
Wow, awesome. What's your favorite book or podcast?
So my book, right now I'm just reading Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. I'm also reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Nice.
I read a lot, so the last couple months I've been focused on health more than anything.
Wow.
So Deep Nutrition,
yeah,
was a really good one. I've read everything from carnivorism, vegan, raw vegan, keto, paleo, you name it, I probably read it. And for me, it's just understanding what you're going to get yourself into and learning as much as you can so that when you do it right.
Awesome. Love that. Love that. What's your biggest takeaway, or what's your greatest health tip at the moment?
So right now I'm on more the paleo / keto.
Okay.
Lifestyle. So I've been eating a lot of the, I just ordered a quarter cow from the farm, which is grass fed, you know, anti-hormone, genetically modified, and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then because now with the pandemic, it's all about making sure that you are healthy and you are immune as well, right? Reduce inflammation.
Yeah.
Make sure you have all the nutrient dense food. So from, you know, I eat a lot of liver now. I eat a lot of like hearty foods that actually are nutrient dense, and a lot of avocados, good fats, right?
Saturated yes.
fats that have HDL. I'm not a science major at all, but the last 6 months I dropped 40 pounds.
Wow.
Improved all my triglyceride metrics. And it's all about like just learning, right? Like as much as you can go to the doctor and, you know, treat the symptoms, I'm looking for the root cause.
Congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah,
amazing.
You care of yourself, right? And I'm light. Like my weight is like my high school weight. So
my goodness.
Years, I've gained a lot of weight because of not knowing what's out there and eating a lot of the stuff that you think is good for you, but not really educating yourself on what really is important, right? So you take care of yourself, you improve your mindset and brain functionality and heart, exercise well, eat well, and that's ultimately what you're after, right? Optimize every aspect of your life.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Optimizing. I love it. I love it. Health is probably another huge, massive interest of mine as well. I would love to ask you, what prompted you on this road, on this journey? Like, what was a pivotal moment that you said, right, I've had enough, I'm going to make a change?
So 2 years ago, I had a gout attack. And I'm not sure if anyone knows what gout attack is.
No.
It's a uric acid buildup.
Right.
Because I was eating probably too much sugar.
Yep.
Glucose, as well as it's uric acid buildup.
Right.
And it was very painful on my toe, right? It was a big toe. And then the second gout attack that I had was on my ankle. And I was out of commission in terms of walking for a month. So it was inflammation buildup from all the bad fats, probably, all the foods like sugar, and not eating a balanced, healthy diet, right?
Oh, my God.
And yeah, so over the last couple of months, just learning and changing my health diet for what I want to do with my life, like take control, ownership.
Yeah, totally.
I've seen the bad in what I've been doing because I was looking for convenience more than anything.
Yep.
I would go out, eat, because I was busy living a very busy life, right? Thinking that's, you know, simple food, easy to eat, and affordable at that time. Then you put time and effort into what's really important, which is now that I'm a father, I want to take care of myself, optimize my mindset and life and business. It's all about like ensuring that you're equipping yourself with ammo, fuel, right?
Yes,
and
definitely.
That's the most important thing, nutrients, right? So focus on nutrient-dense foods, a lot of, you know, vegetables, high vitamin vegetables and nutrient-dense protein.
Wow. And I mean, you need a lot of energy to be a father, right? Let alone run a business as well. Yeah. But
so
I think, I think too, so it sounds like within your household, there are a lot of changes to the cooking and preparing.
Well,
and
it allowed us to be at home more because of the pandemic.
Yes.
So we don't go out and eat as much. We used to go out like 3-4 times a week for lunch or dinner.
Okay.
And because we were busy professionals, right? My
yes.
wife works, I'm a busy business owner, and all it was fast food, or not fast
wow.
food, like we'd go to restaurants, but we were just eating because we needed to, not knowing what we know today, right?
Yes.
So changing the whole habit of cleaning the house, get rid of all the junk, processed foods, bad fats, bad oils, bad processed.
Yep.
And just go clean, right? And
beautiful.
Once it's out of sight, out of mind, then you live a cleaner life.
So how many children do you have, John?
I have one, and he's almost 5.
So, okay. So probably didn't impact him as much as, say, if you had a teenager or something like that. So that's good. So he can grow up seeing you guys eat fruit and vegetables. Yes.
He doesn't get it often or have ice cream.
Yeah, it's
or
a
when
good
he goes
thing.
To a barbecue.
Yeah.
It's like he knows the difference between grass fed burgers or chicken.
Right.
And the difference between vegetables and high quality vegetables versus, you know, processed cookies, right?
Amazing. What a transformation. I love that. Thanks for that. We kind of went on a detour. We'll go back to our questions. Favorite charity? What's your favorite charity, John?
Oh, charity. So 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago, I created something that I wanted to give back to, right, and make an impact. So 2 years ago, I started a back-to-school campaign where I donated backpacks filled with school supplies to schools locally in Toronto. The first year, I did 80 backpacks filled with, you know, the typical locks, the paper, binders, calculators, protractors, and school books. The second year, I did 200, which I donated to, like, immigrant families and new to Canadians. So that's what I've been focused on, giving back to people that actually I lived in my past time.
Yes.
I was an immigrant family child myself, so I want to do something good for the ones that are new to Canada.
Wow, that's incredible. Absolutely incredible. That's a beautiful thing to do. So what is this ongoing sort of yearly process that you're involved in? Right.
Exactly. So this year is kind of, I'm not sure because I'm not sure what's going on in schooling.
Yes, that's true.
Going back to his office or not, but I always have a fun ready to make a difference or make an impact. So I've been really focused on providing more of my services, which is SEO, but also mentoring and coaching and helping entrepreneurs with this journey, right? So trying to give up my time to be a better person by doing good, by helping others. And hopefully they understand that I'm here to support them, go through and not make as many mistakes that I did while I was starting my own journey of entrepreneurship.
Oh, I love that. It's beautiful. And lastly, what's your daily success ritual?
So I wake up early, I read, I am grateful. So I have a, you know, just be able to really reflect and slow down a little bit. And that's the best thing when you're up early without distractions, without business being, I live in the digital world, so you get bombarded with emails, calls, messaging from every social channel. It's very challenging once you're in business mindset, right?
Yes.
So before work starts, I get to do my personal time, which is read, which I love doing early, and having my tea, and really being grateful. So I write down three things that I'm very fortunate and grateful for, and I continue that habit, and I've been doing that for a couple of years.
Oh, beautiful. What a magical way to start the day. And apparently Robin Sharma was behind your inspiration for that. Is that correct? Behind the 5 a.m. club. Yep.
Exactly. And I've been jumping around from reading to listening to audiobooks, Audible, but I still believe reading allows you to read faster and also helps you retain things quicker. I love reading. I have hundreds of books and I constantly read. I've probably read like 100 books this year so far.
Fantastic.
And it's just a part of just educating yourself, equipping yourself with knowledge and insight so that you make a better informed decision.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of books. I just can never have enough. Amazing. That's awesome. Thanks, John. So tell us a little bit about your childhood and your upbringing and what led to you creating your own business from scratch.
Yeah, so starting off, growing up, I lived an hour outside of Toronto,
right,
Canada, which is pretty much the capital of Canada. But living in, I would say, government housing, because my parents left the Vietnam War, and they liquidated and sold everything they had. So they sold everything for gold. They left their family and for the betterness of their next generation, which was me and my siblings. And we didn't. They didn't know the language. They didn't know English at all. They didn't know anyone. They had no support.
Yeah.
It was the government to really get them off their feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, we didn't have much. We had each other, however, and we really saw how hard my parents worked. We saw what it meant to make sure we had food on the table. We had each other every dinner time we were together. So the bond was very tight. And that's what we were raised doing, right? Making sure that we're always in it together for the betterness of each other, right?
Yes.
And, you know, I believe back in Vietnam, my parents had their own business. So maybe I was,
right,
it was in my blood as well.
Okay.
Because it was no democratic society. It's a socialist society where it's all about survival. There's no government that was supporting any business, right?
Yes.
Or person in Vietnam. So you basically survive on your own with whatever means possible. You either are a farmer or a business person or you work for someone, right?
Right.
So they had their own business. And for me, growing up, I had a lot of jobs and just experiencing it, being curious and wanting more because I saw, you know, my parents really, their focus was to make sure we had shelter and food.
Mm-hmm.
Their necessities.
Yep.
We didn't have much in terms of other things that people would have today, right?
Like, yes.
Electronic devices, trips, vehicles, cars, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
We had each other. We had food, right? And that's all I do. So I knew the scarcity effect, but we also...
Yes.
Last couple of years, I was able to travel more to different cultures, different countries, and experience what life is. 90% of the population lives on, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Western society as well. So being able to be grateful for what we have of abundance, right? And just reflecting on that, I think growing up with not much and having goals and aspirations to eventually have a car, eventually own a home, eventually go on a trip, right? These are small little moments and goals that I had and wanted to attain that set me up for bigger things in life.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. How many siblings did you have, John? Do you have?
I have three older siblings.
Okay.
And they didn't go in the same path as myself. They were all professional engineers.
Right.
So I was the only kind of lone wolf doing business, finance in university. And they studied and very ultra successful as well doing what they do. But I love doing what I do, which is trying to make an impact by helping business owners succeed.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you, you know, grew up. So we've talked about that, but like how you moved into this space around owning your own business after university.
So at university, I studied business finance, but I didn't really understand or know what I wanted to do after school, right? So the first foray of work that I had was in sales and marketing, in particular advertising sales. And I think that was the best thing that happened to me because it allowed me to have a curious mind and openness to engage with any person out there. And having that skill set of sales, relationship building, and understanding what impacts people's desires on making that purchasing decision, right? So 10 years of doing advertising sales.
Wow.
And I learned from the best. I did a lot of Zig Ziglar's and Brian Tracy's and Tony Robbins.
Oh, nice.
Listened and went to a lot of conferences to learn and ingest as much insights as possible. And then I worked at Yellow Pages for 5 years. If people don't know what Yellow Pages is, it's the printed directory of phone books, going to every single home business, apartment building, condo. But every business owner wanted to be in the Yellow Pages because if they
did,
you're going to miss out on a year's worth
exactly.
of leads coming in.
Yep.
And this is before Google.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is before Google when we actually used to do things in a manual way.
Exactly. And if you think about, like 100 years ago, this is Yellow Pages. Like, it's been bricks and mortar. Traditional advertising was newspaper flyers, you know, trade shows, radio, television, billboards, magazines. You know, these are traditional, right? And Yellow Pages was a part of it. And if you're a business owner, you have to be there. And here in Canada, I worked there for 5 years. I work with thousands of local business owners. And near the end of my tenure at Yellow Pages, a lot of these business owners just were not getting a good ROI, return on investment. They were spending more than they used to spend.
Right.
And they were getting less in return, which is less calls, less leads. And there was a shift in users. Going to Yellow Pages, consume the content, which is looking for business owners there, and they were moving towards digital. And at that time, Google started to take off. But also, technology started to advance as well, where speed of internet was faster. Devices was now a smartphone. Computers were faster than ever. Remember the first kind of computers were Pentiums or Pentium 1, 2, and 3, and it took 5 minutes to boot up. It took 3 minutes to open an email, right? And then you would try to browse on your internet, and it took so long because you had dial-up internet.
Yeah, that's true.
5 gigabytes per second. So at that time, Yellow Pages was still dominant, but until you started started increasing speed of internet until your website started to gain traction, until you were able to do things instantaneously to then become what Google is today. And we didn't know what was going to happen. But for me, I knew there was a shift. Mm. And for me, I wanted to be a part of it because my customers at Yellow Pages were telling me that I wanted to know where my users were now moving towards, and I wanted to play where I want to be a part of it, right?
Yeah.
So 7 years ago, I started this agency, and I didn't know anything about SEO.
Oh, wow.
No technical background. I was a sales, advertising sales rep, account manager, and all I knew was there was a demand and need.
Yes.
And I filled the gap because customers were willing to pay me to provide a service that I had this idea of. And that's what I did. I went out, I sold, and I got clients on a retainer, a contract, and then I had to figure out how to do what I said I was going to do, which was get
the first page of Google. So you learn as you went and just built the business that way.
Exactly.
Well, what would you say for you is one of the biggest challenges you had to get your mindset around?
So being an owner is completely different than being a employee.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because now you're responsible for every single aspect of the entire transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're working for a larger company like Yellow Pages, my sole purpose was sales and sales, customer service. Easy.
Yep.
Right? But now, as a business owner, now I have to prospect, sales, account management, and then the back end of actually doing the work.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Producing results. And the technical aspect, the learning that was involved to understand what actually needs to happen.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, if I knew what I knew, I don't know if I wanted to. I would have started this business. But I was in it because I had my own responsibility because now my name was on the line. I had to make sure that I delivered on my promises because my reputation was, you know, now out there, right?
Definitely.
So that's how I started.
Well, it sounds like as well a lot of your motivation comes from helping people. That's really what it sounds like throughout your life. That's been your key focus, and even with your charity work today, that seems like a motivation for you, motivating factor. Would you say that?
I believe so. Like, just doing good, right? Having morals, having made sure that your values are in alignment. And one of the big things is giving back. And the more you give as a person, and don't expect anything in return, the better you are in all aspects of life, right?
Yeah.
Because least expected, and when things are at a really low point in your life, something will happen magically, right?
Yes.
And it's the oddest thing, but I feel like if you are doing good and you're working for a good purpose in life and being positive, you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Mm. People feel it and they see it in you that they want to do good. They want to help. They want to help you be successful as well. So that's what I felt I was doing, which is trying to make a difference. I was helping these business owners that were frustrated. And so they stuck with me, and now I have a fairly, decent-sized agency. I'm happy with serving them the way they want to be served, right?
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So tell us, you know, irrespective of where people find themselves on their entrepreneurial journey, whether they're starting out or, you know, they're building their business already or they are successful, what would you say are some of the key mindset techniques that you've learned along the way that have really helped you?
I feel like just being grounded, right? I know my parents, my mom in particular, always tells you to never be too high up in the pedestal. Like, as much as you're the owner, like, respect everyone that is helping you achieve that success, right? From employees to clients to all your suppliers and vendors. Like, make sure you treat them like real people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Treat them like you want to be treated, like family. So I've always focused on building a team as a family, building my clients as a part of this family that I'm creating.
Because I love that.
The strongest bond of relationships is your family.
Mm.
And that's what I found and grew up
owning,
right?
You did.
Having and seeing. So that's where I built this whole company and agency and my clients and what I'm trying to achieve in this whole universe, I guess.
I love that. That is super beautiful. Amazing. Any other mindset techniques that have helped you along the way?
Yeah, I have a lot of different habits that I focus on. Like, I feel like if you are not sure what you want to do, right, with the purpose and your why or meaning, surround yourself with people you want to look up to, you respect, you feel like you want to be mimicking, right? And throughout life, and even when I was working at different sales and jobs and different environments, I always wanted to look up to people that I wanted to become or mimic. And they might be generations older than you, and you want to be similar in terms of like what they have or their personality. And if they are well liked, what are their traits? And go out for coffee, go out for lunch with them.
Yes.
Get to really know them and really understand why they have molded themselves as so respected, right? And learn from the people that you want to become, right?
Yeah.
And be like.
Yep.
And if you are able to do that, like, I love reading these inspirational people that have made a big difference in a lot of people's lives, but these are very well-known people that you might not be able to go for coffee with. So find people within your local sphere of influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
From friends, family, colleagues, to aunts and uncles, relatives, or neighbors, or whatever you have, right, in your circle. And go out there and make a difference, make an impact by talking to them, getting to know them, right? And understanding and being curious. That's another thing.
I love that. Yeah. You've mentioned that a couple of times, be curious. I'm with you all the way on that one. I'm the queen of asking questions, as you can probably tell.
and this is what life is about, right? It's a whole journey. And,
it is.
If you are very close-minded and if you believe in living in this bubble, fine. But if you're out there to inspire and make a difference, there's so many people out there that you can learn from. If you are willing to take action, because if you're waiting for things to happen, it'll never happen. So you're the one to blame, and you're the only one that can actually make something happen and do something about it. So go out there,
Gold.
Make friends, ask questions, and be curious.
Yeah, I love that. And seriously, it does make such a difference when you've got a lot of supportive people around you versus, people that might try to tear you down or discourage you or, basically just they don't agree with your vision or see things the way that you do. By having people around you that support you and can guide you and inspire you, more importantly, that makes a world of difference. Absolutely. I love that, John. Gold advice for all the entrepreneurs out there. So before we just finish off, what would you say is number one SEO tip for entrepreneurs? What is just one thing they can do today to make a difference in their CEO? SEO. CEO.
Yeah,
CEO. What am I saying? CEO.
So SEO is all about long term.
Yes.
There's a gap, there's a need, you're adding value, and you know your ideal customers because you've had paying clients and you want to attract more of them. That's the number one thing. Really understand how to run a business, understanding what your clients are after, and present it in a way which is your website and speak to your ideal customers, which is your ideal users.
Okay.
And if you create content, create a vision, and own all the assets from your website to social channels to different mediums, and have the same message across to attract more of the same tribe or customers that you're going after, people will then recognize who you are, what you're all about, and keep it consistent. Because if you're all over the place with different services and you have different types of products and services all the time coming up with new things, people don't know who you are, really. So you got to really focus on a niche, a specific industry, and really own it.
Yeah, I love it. Own it. So where can people find you, John? What's the best way to contact you?
So I have a couple places. If people want to, I actually have a but it's all about SEO, and it's called Local SEO Today. And it's really to help entrepreneurs with, because me and my VP of sales work with over 10,000 local business owners throughout our years. So we give a lot of insights to tips on how to not do what we did, which was a lot of mistakes. We also have our website, which is localseosearch.ca. We are here in Toronto, Canada, but we service clients all across Australia, Europe, and North America. And it's all about, we're a full-service boutique agency that helps business owners really dominate their local community. If you're a small, medium-sized business that wants to have more of a digital presence, we're a one-stop shop for SEO.
Fabulous. Thank you, John. So much fun talking to you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Angie. I was delighted to be on the show, and thanks a lot again for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Zillionaire Superstars podcast show. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'd love to hear your comments and reviews, so please leave a review on iTunes. For further information, visit angelinazimmerman.com, and I can't wait to catch up with you next time.